is wrong with people. Nowadays, it seems like they flew out of the cuckoo's nest. They're crazy, these people. It is pretty scary that some of these road rage incidences, people just getting out of the car and just popping off bullets like it ain't nothing. We got an actual video of this happening in Oklahoma. Now, be it wasn't at a biker, thank God it wasn't at a motorcyclist, because he would have hit him with how many pops he threw out. But it just goes to show you, where is the morality these days? Also coming up, we have some good stuff, though, that are, you know, motorcyclists are doing, as well as a big drug takedown up in Canada as far as the Hells Angels are concerned. And then we're going to hit our motorcycle, what's going on now, review, whatever you want to call it. BMW's coming up. My God, man, no morals. Don't forget to install our Insane Throttle TV channel over on Roku and over on Fire TV as well. So don't forget to subscribe here, huh, you buttheads? Anyway, let's go into the good stuff before we get into that crazy story, man. Unbelievable. Veterans Motorcycle Club's Tour Valley to fundraise for Phoenix officer shot in the head. Sad state of affairs. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. You're getting shot. That ain't cool. Hundreds of bikers gathered at an American Legion post 61 in Avondale for a motorcycle ride around the valley to raise money for the family of Phoenix police officer Tyler Moldovan, who was shot multiple times during an early morning police investigation. The motorcycle ride began at the post near Desert Road and Western Avenue. Quote, "We actually had a huge turnout. We had originally just from this post 251 riders, but other riders joined from separate posts. So there was well over 300 riders that came out." This, according to the president of the American Legion Post 61, motorcyclists had to pay a $20 participation fee to join the ride-along, which led bikers east on Interstate 10 to Phoenix Police Department headquarters, where they did a rally around the station to show support for Officer Moldovan. Quote, "They would give me a 40 and say the other 20 is a donation." Wow. Around midday Saturday, there was over 1,000 raised, and they got more since then. Again, good stuff motorcycle clubs are doing right now. The Tour Valley, and you know what? Shooting somebody in the head, just not cool, man. Not cool. Anyway, before we go to our main story up in Vancouver, we're going to take a look at this video. And you're going to see how damn crazy people really are. Man, I feel for my grandkids, my kids, my God. It's like people have no morals. Take a listen.
A shooting at a busy Tulsa intersection was caught on camera.
Videos making the rounds on social media show a man firing shots in what witnesses say appeared to be a case of road rage. News on 6's Emery Bryan spoke with people who were there.
When this man got out of his car to confront another driver, Julie Wilson said she first heard some shouting.
Like loud raised voices.
And then she heard shots.
And I kind of see him holler and try to hit the top of that car.
This was at 11th and Sheridan in Tulsa by the Bread Factory and a Quick Trip. The intersection was filled with cars. Someone else got a much closer view. The man fired 6 shots at the driver who was speeding away. It was this video, according to court records, that prompted the suspect to turn himself in. 30-year-old Brian Chatharsi showed up at the jail Sunday and now faces complaints of assault with a deadly weapon. Another driver back in traffic recorded another view of the gunshots. Summer Kraft pulled away just as it happened.
The guy started shooting at the car. The car zoomed through the light towards where we had originally been sitting.
It happened during rush hour Thursday afternoon. Six shots were fired and a couple of cars were damaged, but no one was hit and no one was hurt.
That was a pretty big shocker that nobody
got hit. Hit anything.
When police arrived, the intersection had cleared, though witnesses stayed behind and passed along their video. Though police had a good picture of the suspect, court records say it was his sister who identified him first.
It's guys like that and idiots like that that get the loonies going where you shouldn't have your Second Amendment rights. It's because of loonies like this. Sad state of affairs that legal gun owners have to deal with this kind of stuff because idiots like that just gets out and starts popping rounds. Man, somebody pissed in your Wheaties, man. But if you think about it, if that was somebody on a motorcycle, they would have got hit with how many freaking, well, I don't know. I can't say that because of how many shots he fired and didn't hit anything. But if it was a motorcyclist, they would have got shot right off the back of that bike. There's laws on the books right now. Use them. It doesn't mean take away anybody's rights with new ones. Use the laws on the books to the full extent. Put this cock away for about 20 years and he'll think twice about pulling a piece again like that. And it was daytime. What do you, oh my God, I don't get people nowadays. Main story out of Castlegar News. Guns, ammo, cocaine, cash seized. Six arrested in Vancouver Island Hells Angels probe. The Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit of British Columbia noted the complex investigation had resulted in the arrest of seven people. Hold on a sec. Before I cough up a storm here. Noted the complex investigation had resulted in the arrest of several people, the execution of numerous search warrants, and the seizure of illegal drugs and firearms. Total of four search warrants were executed on the residents in Comox Valley and Campbell River. The searches resulted in seizing approximately 3.5 kilograms of suspected cocaine, approximately $160,000 in cash, Canadian, of course, several firearms, including a handgun, semi-automatic, sawed-off, long guns, and ammunition. Sorry. One vehicle as an offense-related property and Hells Angels paraphernalia. And of course, they claim the drugs are being sent to a lab. I wonder if it's going to find its way back out on the street, just asking. The investigation began nearly 1 year ago into an alleged organized drug trafficking network with ties to the Hells Angels. Yeah, lots of money. Lots of money. Not as much as American money, but it has to be something. Anyway, Motorcycle Club boosts Georgia Sheriff's Homes. Rock and roll. I actually think we covered this before. It looks like they got another one. A-Beta Georgia and the Wingman Motorcycle Club of Savannah made a $6,000 donation. Fucking A. Rock on, my fault. Several members of A-Bait Wingmen of Savannah were on hand for the occasion. They arrived on a variety of powerful two-wheel motorcycles. Good stuff right there. Now, it's cold up here. I got a cold. I got to keep this cough from going. BMW R18M custom bike has been revealed. Man, starting to be like Black, right? Dying here. It has been revealed. BMW R18M, as compared to the regular R18, has a, what is this? reworked chassis, suspension, bodywork, and accessories. That sucker looking good right there. Kind of looks old school, though. It was showcased as a concept in 2019. The production model was introduced later that year. Since its launch, the retro-style cruiser from Germany has become a project work for custom design companies. BMW R18 right there. I would have went more, but I'm like dying over here, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with me. I got this damn cough and stuff. Don't you find that to be craziness? That's craziness, man. It's insanity. Unreal. Anyway.
Never fear for anything. Never shame, but never free. A life that healed the broken heart with all that it could. Live the life so endlessly. Saw beyond what others see. I tried to heal your broken heart with all that I could. Will you stay? Will you stay away forever? How do I live without the ones I love? Time still turns the pages of the book, gets burned. Place and time always on my mind. So much to say, but you're so far away. Plans of what our futures hold. Foolish lies of growing old. It seems we're so invincible. The truth is so cold. A final song, a last request. A perfect chapter laid to rest. Now and then I try to find a place in my mind where you can stay away forever. How do I live without the ones I love? Time still turns the pages of the book, it's burned. Facing time, always on my mind. So much to say, but you're so far away. Sleep tight, I'm not afraid. The ones that we love are here with me.
permission from God.
Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
Zombies got you down. Keep it tuned.
WMMR DB Rockford.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
Yeah! Crank up the radio!
The morning, baby!
That was so exciting.
Tune in every morning at 8:15 Central Standard Time for The Hoot with China Doll in Hollywood on WMMR DB Rockford.
And how you guys doing today? It's Thursday. That means Rockin' with Hollywood is on tonight. We're going to do a special type of thing. I'm going to live stream that sucker everywhere. Test out this new program that I got. Make sure it's ready to go for Saturday's big interview with the international president of the Bagos Motorcycle Club. It's going to be broadcast to every corner of the world, basically. So today, how you doing, China?
I'm awake.
You're awake, huh? Yeah. I was going to start the show without you.
Why?
Because I ain't going to go in there. You know what time you need to wake up. I'm not going to go in there.
I was awake. Your son came in and woke me up at 5:15 and asked me, do you want some of my eggs? I'm like, I looked and I go, no, you put way too much pepper on those. I don't want to die.
You know what is interesting? Yesterday something came out that everybody should know.
What?
It looks like the troll Fauci finally admitted with this Omicron strain. He said everybody's going to get it.
Well, what the hell? Why? Is he saying this?
Nah, he just finally came out and admitted what everybody knew. That we're going to have to get vaccinated every fucking year.
Oh, man.
And it's like the flu.
Nope. I'm done.
You're done after the last vaccination, huh?
Yeah, I'm done. I ain't doing it no more. I quit this game.
The weekend was pretty bad for you last weekend.
Yeah, I'm not playing this game anymore. I don't want to play. I want to tap out.
You want to tap out now, huh?
Tapping out of this game. It needs to stop.
I'm telling you.
Stupid game.
I seen a story that I'm going to be covering tomorrow on Biker News. By the way, the 2022 schedule is now up of all the shows. That way you know when it's going on, the whole nine yards. We're going to be doing a lot of live streaming with it. I can tell you that. The only one I can't live stream on the video platforms is this show because I refuse to be censored.
Can't do it.
Anyway. Morality. We're going to talk about that today, even though, you know, you were crying and whining like a little bitch last night that you didn't want to look stupid. We're going to talk about it. And this story I seen, you to talk in a minute, I'm going to introduce, had me pissed.
Okay.
It was a member of an MC, member of a street gang, and he killed a homeless person just to do it. Where is morality now? What were you going to say before my introduction?
Something totally has nothing to do with that.
Well, go ahead and say it, then we'll go back to subject.
No, I'm fine. I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
So yesterday, I took my mom to the doctor.
Right.
She had a gynecological thing. You know, that was the most lame-ass office I've ever gone to in my entire life, because I was trying to look for some fun shit to, like, bring home, like pamphlets and stuff. They didn't have any freaking pamphlets.
It's because that's where old people go to get their vagina looked
at. It's the same company I used to go to when I lived out there, and they used to have pamphlets. So all I got to read about was cool sculpting.
Anyway, we're going to go back to a serious subject here.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Yeah, I think never mind on that subject.
You don't even know what cool sculpting is. You got to pay people to freeze your belly fat and all your fat off your body. I said, why pay people when you can just go lay naked in the snow?
Yeah, anyway, we're going to go back to what we were doing here. This story had me kind of upset. You'll get the full gist of it tomorrow morning. I lost faith in my fellow human beings. How is that? Where was his morals in thinking it was cool just to kill this guy for no reason?
Obviously, he doesn't know right from wrong, huh?
No. Right from wrong, I'm glad you brought that up. Is it taught at an early age? Should we be learning it at an early age? I know we were taught right and wrong.
Well, a lot of things that are right and wrong are common sense, but there lies the issue.
Common sense is gone.
It's out the door.
You have other people that claim that, you know, we learn our morality from religion, which I don't believe whatsoever. No. Don't believe that at all. Because if that was the case, we all be hypocrites. It's one of them do as I say, don't do as I do type of deals.
Like the eye for an eye.
No, I'm not talking eye for an eye in the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about, let's say, the Christian church, for instance. How the priests walk around, oh, just call me Father. I ain't calling you shit. You over there molesting boys. But here I am supposed to hold you in high esteem. So what does that teach us if it don't come from religion? It has to come from our parents.
Yes.
And I admit that a lot of parents aren't around.
Nope.
To teach them.
Nope.
Do you think that was the case with this scumbag?
I think he's just a freaking moron. I mean, you don't just go kill people because you're bored. If that was the case, man, there'd be a lot of people not living right now.
Right.
I mean, for real.
But to go to somebody that's helpless, that can't fight back, it always seems like these scumbags do that shit. They're not going to go after somebody that can fight back.
Yeah, but one of these times, one of them scumbags are going to do that, and then they're,
they're going to get their ass handed to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tenfold.
Karma's a bitch. Does it make it to where they feel strong over somebody?
It's about empowerment. Basically, it's about empowerment. People like to feel bigger than others.
And that, you know what, that's an that's a real weird concept to me. That you would have to go hurt somebody to make yourself feel better about you.
That's why a lot of people do a lot of dumb shit. That's why just simple bullying for one.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people do it? Make them feel better about themselves.
When they probably have an issue themselves going on, so they need something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I can't say common sense because that doesn't exist. But it's like, if you really think about it, anytime somebody picks on somebody else, it's because they're trying to make themselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
They get a thrill out of putting people down. They get a thrill out of, maybe the dude got a thrill out of killing a homeless guy. I don't know. But it's disgusting. I'm not agreeing with it.
It's very disgusting.
But it was all about being empowered, being the bigger person, which that's not the correct way of being the bigger person.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like he wasn't taught. You know, one thing I always get sick of?
They're going to blame it on him, his mental status.
Mental, or he was abused.
Yeah.
Or he didn't grow up with a father or mother figure.
Yeah. They're not just going to flat out say he's... Or his environment. They're just not going to flat out say he's a fucking idiot.
They make excuses for these people.
Yeah. And it's sad. Stop making excuses. It is what it is. He just went and did it. Guilty.
Well, I do believe in a trial, but if you're found guilty, then you should be, you know, locked away, no key, put in segregation the rest of your life.
You do the time, you do the crime. Just saying.
There's incidences where you got to fight for your life, or, you know, you're fighting for something else. But to just go out and do it. It reminds me about that movie with the Iceman. You know, he was a psycho fuck. You know, you watch his confessions and shit.
Oh, the Iceman Confessions.
But the asshole, there was a movie about this, and it was true to the bone. He admitted it during his interview, where one of the gangsters had a, you know, he had to prove himself to a gangster. So he went and just killed somebody, just for the fun of it. That brings us around to the fact, is there a heaven and hell? Because if people like this can be forgiven, how the hell do you even look at something like that and say to yourself, why am I following this concept?
I don't know, to be honest with you, I think we all live in hell right now.
You know what? I have to actually believe that. Because it is really hell here.
Mm-hmm.
I know how people get on homeless, you know. I know how they do it. They look at them all, they must be drug out or alcoholics, but that's not the case.
No, it's not. It could be somebody that's a hard-working person that just flat out lost their job.
Lost their job because everybody's a paycheck from the street, living in a tent.
Yeah. It could happen to anybody.
You already have this guy that's down on his luck. He's homeless. And you have a bastard like this.
Who probably lives in a nice house.
Exactly. Has, well, at least he's living in something other than the street.
Has food on his table. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, he's going to get three hots and a cot. Yeah. For the rest of his life.
On you know, the people's dime.
On the people's dime.
Mm.
Because he had to beat a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you scared for the grandkids growing up. Because I don't remember it being this bad growing up. Do you?
No.
Yeah. Or is it because we got access to more information?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got access to more information, but it's like, dude, you didn't hear any of this stuff when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about your side of the tracks, but my side of the tracks, the worst we had to worry about was dudes in raincoats flashing people.
Right.
That was like the most we heard about when I was growing up. Don't go to the playground. There's a dude there in a raincoat. I mean, that was about it. The neighborhood flasher.
Do you think we're born with a sense of morality?
Personally, I think so. I mean, it's like, even as a kid, it's like, you know you're doing wrong. You see a little two-year-old and they're messing with shit. They know they're doing it wrong because they look at you like, they know.
Right.
They're not dumb. When we had the twins, they're one. They go to touch, you know, one of my glass figures and I'm like, hey. And they look and they're like, and they touch it anyways. They know they're not supposed to.
And I think that's why you look at kids as they're pure. And I think that's why a normal person would get very fuming pissed for an adult messing with that. If you know what I mean.
No.
Meaning they take away their innocence. Either these cocksucking sexual predators abusing them to the point where they look at life like it sucks. So, I do believe you're correct when you say you have that sense of right and wrong when you're a kid as soon as you come out.
I think you do.
And going back to the religious aspect, I don't believe you need religion to have morals.
Uh-uh.
I don't think you need somebody to teach you what is right and wrong.
Well, nowadays you do.
Well, I'm talking the religious aspect of it. It's funny. Chuck Jines did a very interesting segment on Christianity. And when you step back and look at the argument he made, he was pretty much right, because a lot about religion is just man-made. When people try to say, well, this is in the Bible, and then I have to go back and say, do you know what the Council of Trent is? And they get this blank look on their face. And I say, well, that's where these people, these men, decided what was going to be in that book. If they didn't like something, they didn't put it in there. So there's information that's left out of that book. So how can you go to somebody and tell them that you're wrong off of information that ain't all there? It's funny. Sometimes I believe animals have more morals than we do. Take a dog, for example. Loyalest freaking things around. By the way, go to my Instagram, man. I took a fucking cool video I swiped. It was of a dog actually riding in front. Paws on the handlebars and shit. Had his goggles on. Pretty cool shit. Really is pretty cool shit.
You got time on your hands?
Well, yeah. Sometimes I got times on my hands. Sometimes. You know, I got to take a break here and there during the day. You know, especially after you see the schedule that's coming. Holy shit. By the way, are you off this Sunday?
Yes.
I might have to get you on the neutral zone.
I am off Sunday. Yay, it's about time. God forbid. I better knock on some fake wood right now, though, because you never know.
Uh-huh.
Could change. Somebody calls off.
Now, you have amoral and moral. And it seems like a lot of people are amoral nowadays. Meaning they have no sense, no care of what is right or wrong. They have no regard for morality or immorality. And I think this guy fits in that.
He just don't give a fuck. I mean, you're just going to do it. You don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't think he cares of the repercussions. Because if you're going to do something like that, you know you're fucked. I mean, flat out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, well.
Then you have to get behind, you know, what the hell were you thinking, knowing that you're going to, was life so bad that you had to do something like that to get three hots in a cot? And to take somebody's life who was down on their luck?
Ignorance is bliss.
It kind of pisses me off, and other people find it funny. You have these guys that are gather up homeless guys, and they'll pay them just to fight. Just to get their rocks off, somebody else's rocks off. Here they know that these people have no other choice to get by, so you offer them a little money, they're going to take it, and they're going to beat the shit out of each other, and it's going to be, ha, 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 look at the bums killing each other. Kind of like what they do with pit bulls. Or what they do with other dogs.
Well, that's fucking dumb.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the pit bulls, yes, but...
But they do. They do. They go and get bums to do it.
Is it like the Fight Club that nobody's supposed to know about or something?
It's kind of like that. They'll just pick them off on the streets and here you go.
Here's some money. Let's go beat each other up. Wow. Those people must be bored.
No, they're just looking out for their personal gratification.
Well, anything to bet money on.
To get themselves ahead, but instead of somebody else.
Well, there again lies the make other people look stupid, make themselves look better. That's just dumb.
It's a sad state of affairs. It really is in this country. But that story is going to be coming tomorrow on the Biker News. You'll find out what club he was involved in, what street gang, and the whole nine yards. It'd be interesting to see what you guys say in the comment section. Now, next thing, I had this weirdo sitting next to me last night asking me all kinds of questions. And I say to myself, please end this nightmare. Because it was really a nightmare with what you were doing to me. It was like one of them deals where you would sit there and poke, 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 and you knew that's what you were doing to me.
Nuh-uh. I was trying to be funny.
Do you got a couple of those questions?
Yeah.
You're going to have to bring some of them questions up right after this break. You're going to have to do it, and we'll see if these people can get this shit. But I'm telling you, it's a fucking nightmare. Van Halen. Now we got Danger Danger coming up. Bang bang, baby.
Bang bang.
On the side. shut me down. Bang, bang, you're so cool. Playing the game someday you're gonna lose. Bang, bang, what's that sound? I gave you my love and you shut me down. Bang, bang, you're so cool. Playing the game someday you're gonna lose. Bang, bang, what's that sound? I gave you my love and you shut me down. Bang, bang, you're so cool. Playing the game someday you're gonna lose. You shut me down. Shut me
down. At the Insane Throttle team. App on Roku now. Get content not seen on our other platforms. No censorship, no PC, only biker fun and entertainment. It's hardcore. Again, go over to Roku TV and add the Insane Throttle TV app now. Rock on.
You're with the old school rock and roll stream.
I love this station.
WMMR DB Rockford. Okay, my nightmare. My God, the nightmare.
You know, you're going to have to answer these because with the delay in Discord, they're not going to be able to answer these.
It's the bots, man. It's not our radio station, but it's the bots.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man, right, for this fucking nightmare that you put me through last night. Here I am, sitting, trying to get some work done, and guess what? Yes, China Dow gets on this bullshit. Go ahead. Give them some fucking headaches.
What do you call a woman who knows where her husband is all the time?
Again?
What do you call a woman who knows where her husband is all the time?
I don't know. What do you call her?
A widow.
You guys see? Do you see what I deal with? She comes in here last night. For one, I'm saying into my head, what the fuck are you doing in here? And next thing I know, she's asking me these dumb fucking questions. It's like, what am I, a Riddler or some shit? The fuck do I want a riddle for from you? All right, give another one.
Imagine you're in a room that's filling up with water quickly. There are no windows or doors. How do you get out? Ready again? Imagine you're in a room that's filling up with water quickly. There are no windows or doors. How do you get out?
Pull the drain? What?
Stop imagining.
She finds this kind of stuff funny. I'm sitting here like, are you serious? It's not so funny to me. And her laugh is killing my radio station.
What goes up and down, but always remains in the same place?
A broad giving a blowjob.
No. Again, what goes up and down, but always remains in the same place?
Am I right or wrong, though?
No, you're wrong.
No, I'm not talking about that answer. I'm talking about, yeah, I'm wrong. I'm right here, man. You know, a broad's head goes up and down.
You're stupid.
So I've been told.
Okay, so what goes up and down and always remains in the same place?
I don't know.
Stairs.
How fucking stupid. Now you see.
Everyone in the world needs it, but they usually give it without taking it. What is it? You want me to say again?
Yes.
Everyone in the world needs it, but they usually give it without taking it. What is it?
I don't know. Colon cleanse for you?
No, not everybody needs that. Everyone in the world needs it, but they usually give it without taking it.
I don't know.
Advice.
My God, that sounds like you. That does. It sounds like you. That's like 100% right there. One more. I'll give you one more. Oh, my God. Can you kill that laugh, man? You know, you sound like B from the freaking Golden Girls, man.
I am an odd number. Take away one letter and I become even. What number am I?
7.
Yeah, because I told you that one last night. And if you don't understand it, just spell the word.
I don't understand it.
7 is an odd number.
Yeah.
You take away one letter, which would be the S, what is left? Even.
Oh my God, are you fucking dumb? You fucking stupid.
It's that time to see just how fucked up this world really is.
All right, in your headlines today, dividing Americans. Yes. Liberal media pundits continue to ridicule, shame the unvaccinated despite widespread COVID surge. Even among the vaccinated. Let's see here. CNN reporter Chris Silza mocked following realization COVID shaming exists. Here we go again. And then the Washington Post says it's time to make the life a living hell out of the unvaccinated. Let's see here. Only a third of Americans give Biden a thumbs up in a new national poll. He's down 2. 33%. He's fucked himself.
He didn't even get dinner.
This is going to get bad here. Hunter Biden's ex tells all addiction to drugs, booze, sex wrecked marriage, she writes in a memoir. And then Americans question why parents label domestic terrorists but not Antifa after Biden and men solicited a letter. Oh my goodness gracious, man. And one more, university clashes with professor over indigenous land acknowledgement. You know, why is it throughout history the conquerors took shit after they won? But then when we do it, we're bastards. I don't get it. The Tontos lost. It's their problem. Go get your little squaw, go in the corner of your teepee, and get you a blowjob. Stop bitching. You lost the war. Not my problem. So I don't need no white liberal telling me about how we took their land. History tells us this happens all the time. You're looking at me because I use Tonto again.
Ah, you just made me deaf. Knock it off.
What do you think about that argument that they're always bringing this shit up?
Leave people alone. You're dumb.
What do you mean?
What?
I'm always a dumb.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
Oh my God, are you fucking dumb sometimes?
Hey, guess what? If time is money...
Oh, shut up.
Does
that
make
shit.
An ATM a time machine?
That is your news for today. Oh, one more. They say Hillary Clinton rumors that she's going to run for the presidency in 2024 might be true. Oh my goodness gracious. This country is getting all torn apart by these people.
Wow.
It yep. is. It's getting psycho out there, man.
Wouldn't vote for her neither.
You actually registered to vote yet?
Nope. Why bother?
What do you mean, why bother?
Do you see the morons running? Not worth my time.
Huh. Interesting business. So you say doing your civic duty ain't worth your time.
Electoral college votes are what counts. Do ours really count?
In the local elections, they do.
I don't give a fuck about what goes on in the local area.
Oh, really? You don't?
I don't pay attention. As far as presidential votes, it's all about the Electoral College shit.
Right.
What does it matter what we want? Plus, we'll be overridden by, you know, Chicago anyway, so what's the point?
Aren't you all peachy this morning?
I am. Well, what is the point? Explain to me, what is the point of voting?
Your local elections mean your local taxes that I gotta pay on this frickin' house? Yeah, go up or down on who we vote for.
Okay, but yeah, well, with COVID, they're just going to keep going up, just like the damn shit in the grocery store.
Oh, my God, the grocery store's freaking, oh.
Well, when I sit there and I'm at work, and yeah, I work at a gas station, and you got to expect to pay a little bit more prices when you're in a gas station than you do at the grocery store. When a gallon of milk is priced more than a gallon of gas, that's fucking retarded.
Well, I do believe so, and I think I'm envious of, the SIL, the sister-in-law.
Why?
Because she lives on a farm. She's able to raise her own food, raise her own vegetables.
That doesn't mean she still doesn't go to the store.
Well, she could live off the land if she had to.
Yeah.
Where the pigs that she had, what do the pigs go for, about 600 for a full right now? That's probably even more now. Where that half pig that I got lasted me 6 months.
That's because you were the only one eating it.
And that's not my fault.
Well, yeah.
But when you go to the store now, there's absolutely nothing on them shelves.
Nope.
It's ridiculous.
So explain why voting for these dipshits in the local area makes a difference.
Well, it's not their problem. That's a federal issue.
Okay, but still, I don't get the concept. Why bother?
Well, it's, people like that screw shit up. It is what it is.
So because I'm not registered and I'm not going to vote, I screw it all up for everybody else. Well, there's all these dead people voting. What do they need mine for?
Weak argument, man. Weak argument. Weak argument. Sad state of affairs.
And I don't follow the politics. So if I don't follow the politics, how am I going to know if I'm voting for the right person?
You study the issues. You look at their
stances. I did
that
plenty of times between Biden and Trump, and look who won.
And?
A dipshit. That looks like he went down a slide banging his head as a child, and look where he is now.
Right.
The end results.
The end results is the freaking killer of America.
He does lectures, pees and shits his pants. The dude's wearing Depends. I mean, come on. Coach, somebody needs to change that man's diaper. That's all I'm saying.
Are you going to be listening tonight on Rockin' with Hollywood?
Yeah. I'm fucked. But seriously, can you imagine Biden as a child?
You know what's even
going
worse?
Going down like one of them metal nasty slides. And when he's going down it, banging his head from side to side because he's a dipshit.
Not only is all the people on the radio going to be hearing it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be heard across all these platforms.
Oh, fuck.
Poor China Dow.
It's a rip on China Dow night. That's all right. I got you.
Yeah, you only got me in
Discord.
Discord.
It's all right, though.
But I got you on every other platform around.
That's all right, though.
I'm pretty excited to do this, to see if everything works
out.
I'm
sure you are. I'm sure you are.
I'll be talking some stuff. I might mention, how I was walking up the stairs and the door was closed. I might mention it.
You're going to really replay another the same story. You're stupid.
Well, only the people on the radio have heard of it.
Oh, shut the
hell. Now she says, oh, motherfucker, it's going to be on all these other platforms. I got caught with my pants down. But I want to go back to morality here.
Why?
I want to know, is our morality good?
Who?
You and I.
With what? I know what's right and wrong.
You do?
Yeah. You're wrong, I'm right. There it is.
But no, honestly.
What?
Because I get the emails all the time. See, I'm packed with them fuckers. Boy, do I got a lot of haters, by the way. It was like, damn, man, can you motherfucker say anything good? Don't say it all, like your mama said.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say it.
But they say our lifestyle is amoral. And I just wanted to get your feelings on that.
Oh, that our lifestyle's wrong?
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what they say.
So that's what I'm saying. Who decides what morality is? Is it in our own minds, or is it a society thing?
Well, society's always going to have their opinion, but the end result is it's our choice.
So to you, it's not against anything, as long as somebody don't get hurt.
Exactly.
That's where the tricky part comes in on everything. You know, the regular stuff like, you know, don't rob, don't steal, don't kill a motherfucker.
We ain't hurting nobody.
Right.
Who we hurting?
But if you brought in our lifestyle with somebody who's religious, my God, do they lose their shit? Yes or no? They lose their shit.
Yeah, it's stupid though.
Personally, I think they're jealous because they ain't getting nothing like us. But anyway. Have you ever had that where you might have said to somebody, yeah, we're into this lifestyle, and they came back and chided you over it?
Yeah, my last boss.
Really? Do yeah. tell.
Well, I mean, I didn't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go up and say, hey, this is what I do, because it's not their business.
Right.
She was kind of being all inquisitive, and she's all, She came up to me, and she goes, you know, I don't like the way you live your life. And I'm like, I don't care.
This bitch actually came up to you like that.
Yeah. And she was also saying it to other people behind my back.
Really?
Yeah, staff.
How did she even find out?
I have no idea.
You know what? Maybe I should, you know, call her. On the air.
No.
Why not?
No. No, not with what position I'm in right now, no.
They wouldn't know it was me. I'll change my voice.
No.
I'd be like, you know what, you fat tub of lard motherfucker? Are you pissed off because you can't get dick?
Well, she's still trying.
It always seems like it's them type of people who have something to say.
You know, it's funny because with her, she actually put down an old employee as non-rehireable because she started dating a customer. Okay? Yeah.
And why can't that be rectified at corporate saying, you know what, this is why it was done?
It was already written in the paperwork that she was let go because she was...
And they accepted that.
They accepted it, and now she's non-rehireable. So when she tried to come back and reapply about 2 months ago, it was red flagged when she reapplied, and she's non-rehireable because she was... And the funny thing is she's still dating the guy. They have a kid.
So why can't you go and say, you know what, this was falsified? Stand up for her.
Oh, I tried. I tried. It didn't matter.
Didn't try hard enough.
Oh, well...
But I never knew that bitch came up to you and said that,
well,
I don't approve.
She was saying stuff behind my back to two of the employees, and the employees came up and said something to me.
Right.
And I said, well, it's nobody's business how I run my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody's business what I do outside of work. That's one of the reasons why everybody at work is blocked on all my social media.
Well, it has to be that way.
And, yeah, so they came up and said something to me, and so then I took it upon myself to go say something to her, and I'm like, if you have an issue with the way I live my life, you might as well keep it to yourself, because it's none of your fucking business what I do outside of this place.
Mm-hmm.
I go, and this is why I never tell you anything.
You should have went and turned around and said, you know what, all you do is lie, and I don't like that.
Well, and she's the one that hung up a sign in the back room saying today's news can be tomorrow's gossip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that fucking suits you. I said, it's funny how you're the one that hung that sign up and you're the biggest gossip in this place.
I gotta really give you big nods, man. Because you really keep your mouth shut. Me, no filter. I can't do it.
I mean, I'll come home and I'll tell you all the bullshit.
No, you'll use me as your bounce off and get pissed at me when I had nothing to do with it. It always seems like that's the case.
Well, and it's like, you know, why can't people have the thing where if you have an issue with someone, go confront that person. Don't say it behind their back like a little pussy.
They're weak.
Go fucking
say it. Those are weak people.
Go directly to the source.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like her favorite thing was always, well, Anne said.
Well, they're weak people. That's what they are.
Julie said. This one said. And then, oh, so I would always tell people, if you're ever told that I said something, you need to come ask me because majority of the time, I didn't say it. And if I did say something, I would have already have said it to your face.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should have been a lot more forceful.
Well, I pointed out her lovely sign, and I said, you know, I told her, I'm like, well, that's definitely you, and you wonder why you keep losing staff.
We'll be right back after that. We're going to have us some Family Feud coming up. I can't wait.
It's not work that makes it. on a mission from God.
Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
Zombies got you down. Keep it tuned.
WMMR DB Rockford.
It's time for Cards Against Humanity. Get your nastiness ready.
Oh, yeah, we back. You guys do remember there's two rooms in Discord that you can listen on if one goes out. Anyway, let's go to your favorite part of the show now. Let's see what you got going on here. It is time to play some Family Feud. What's the first question?
Well, being that, you know, we all got these mask on, mask off, let's do something that has to do with masks. Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask.
A nurse. A nurse.
Can you let me finish the question? And you're like, no. Top eight answers are on the board, and a nurse is not one
of
them.
Get the fuck out of here. They wear a mask all the time.
I don't care. They didn't make the list.
Bullshit.
They didn't make the list. No. Top eight answers are on the board. Again, name someone who gets paid to wear a mask.
Oh, that's such bullshit right there, man. I feel fucking gypped. How about a doctor?
Well, Katie Bug beat you to it. Katie Bug got the number one answer with 32 points, a doctor. She said it first.
But not a nurse. And the nurses are better than doctors.
Dirty Knobs. Yes, look at you. Batman, 7 points. Got
really?
You.
Really?
Yep. Donna, correct. Firefighter, 4 points for you. Donna again, another 8 points with clown. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are the answers that they've been given.
These are the answers. Greg, no, I'm sorry. Ugly Hooker did not make the list.
No. They should have one, though, if you ask me.
So we still have, we've got the doctor slash surgeon as number one. We've got number three, the clown, number four, Batman, and number seven, fireman. We still have four answers on the board.
This is ridiculous. They're saying bank robber in there.
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Serious. Hey, I did not make this game.
Bullshit.
I didn't make this. I did not. It's right here on my Family Feud card. I did not make this game.
Okay, what's the other ones? Because I want to go to another one.
Snow White, you are in the ballpark, let me tell you. But it's not Iron Man.
What do you got?
Number two is a hockey goalie.
Well, yeah.
Number five is a Disney mascot.
And get the fuck out of here with that.
Number six is a welder.
Man, I feel gypped.
And the reason why I said Snow White was close with Iron Man is because the one that came in last place was Spider-Man.
Can we have another question? Because I'm pissed now. This is ridiculous. How the hell don't they have a nurse?
I didn't make the thing. It came in that box.
You need to complain. You really do. You need to complain, man. That's like prejudice against freaking nurses, man.
You want another one?
Yes, because I'm salty now. I'm salty as shit right now.
Name a reason people don't like to carpool. Top seven answers on the board.
The other people smell.
Again, name a reason people do not like to carpool. Seven answers on the board.
People fart.
So,
people fart like you. I couldn't be in the same car with you if I carpooled.
This is you so far. You have two strikes.
People do fart.
I know, but it didn't make the list.
I'm adding it to the list, especially after the last one where they fucking, diss my nurses. At least they got my firefighters in there, but not my nurses. What do we got here? People talk too much.
They're saying too much. It's not on the list.
There's all these answers and I haven't got one of these fucking things yet.
Okay, now here comes some. All right, now we're getting them. Grandpa Slayer, you got number one.
Get the fuck out of here.
He put privacy. Yeah, you want privacy.
The fart, you 17 smell. 17
points for you.
My goodness.
Katie Bug and Dirty Knobs. They got actually number seven, bad driving, for 4 points.
Do you guys watch this shit all the time or something, man?
Donna, yes, you got number three, smokers.
Most of the time, these assholes cry all the time. You can't have a smoke anymore, even if you're hanging your head out the window like a dog. They fucking complain like little bitches.
And all of you that said music, that is number six, 4 points.
You know what? They're cheating.
Dirty Knobs goes cooking Mexican on the defroster vents. No, I'm sorry. That did not make it. So we have privacy as number one. Nobody's gotten number two yet. Number three is smokers. Nobody's gotten number four or five. Number six was music. Number seven is bad drivers. So there are still three out there. All right,
give us the answers.
Number two is annoying coworkers.
Is that like an annoying wife? Can that be put in there?
We don't carpool to work. Number four is it takes more time because you got to pick up all these dumb people.
Right.
And number five is it's too fucking crowded.
Who even thought of this ideal of carpooling?
I don't know, but when you drive on some roads, they have the sign that says carpool lane. You know, I've seen people
put, I still use
I've,
it.
I've seen people put like blow up dolls and shit in the passenger seat just to look like they're carpooling. Let's put a giant stuffed animal there. We're good. We're carpooling.
Okay, man. We'll all see you tonight on Rockin' with Hollywood. We're going to have a good time. We'll see you later.
And that's it for the Morning Hoot, boys and girls. Don't forget, you can hear the replays over on Spotify, all your major podcasting platforms. Don't forget to visit Insane Throttle TV on your Roku device. Available soon on Amazon Fire. I'm Audie. We're out of here. Rock on.